Sheet rock, is that what it is? Different types of things like that. That's what I consider siding. It's what they put on houses nowadays when they're built cheaply. In the back.
Well, you said it could be made out of boards. How would it look if it was made out of boards?
I don't know.
You know, you said the eaves of the house. That's interesting. I want to ask some other questions about the roof.
Okay.
When the roof comes together, like I'm sure it does in this house, it might come together in an angle like that,
mm-hmm.
and there's a low place there. Like if it's an L on the house, you know, it comes together. What do you call that place?
You mean on top of the roof?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You know, like if this was the roof going along like this. And then it came and turned here.
Uh-huh.
There'd be an intersection like that.
I don't have a name for it.
Have you ever heard it called a valley?
No.
What about those things that run along the side of some houses, not as much down here, but they catch the water? There aren't many of those down here.
No.
From here.
Well, there are on the flat buildings, types of things like that. I don't know what the word is.
Would you ever hear them call like something like eaves troughs or gutters or?
Gutters.
You do hear them call gutters?
Yeah, I've heard gutters more than eaves troughs.
What are gutters? I mean, how would you define them?
Well, the ones that I've seen are usually made out of metal or something like that. They run along the top and then a pipe-like structure runs down the side where it drains.
Do you call that the gutter too?
No, I don't know what you call it.
Would you call it anything like the spout or the downspout or anything like
No.
And what do you call, is there a little house behind this house, any place to store or anything?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little house, maybe for tools or something? What would you call it?
Oh, I could call it a storeroom or a... Let's see, what else? Probably depend on how big it was. It could be like a workshop, something like that.
Well, if it was just for storing tools, the little house for storing, you call it a storeroom?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one that people would keep just to store wood in or something?
No.
Or, what would you call one like that?
I don't know.
Would you just call it a storeroom, too?
I don't know, it depends.
Of course, you have plumbing in your house now,
uh-huh.
but a long time ago people didn't. So, what would you call an outdoor store?
An outhouse.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No, not really. I've heard it called an outhouse, mostly.
And, any words like jokingly or, you know?
The can.
Alright.
What else?
Would that do the same thing as an outhouse? It could be?
Yeah.
And you live in a
house,
and two of them are two
houses.
And on a farm, sometimes they have a building, you know, like just it's a big building,
a
like
barn.
Do you know anything about barns?
Not very much.
What would a barn be like?
Well, barns down here are a lot different than what you see in magazines and stuff. A lot of people consider barns because they're usually made out of aluminum or something like that, and they're not like the red barn that you always imagine.
Well, what are they like here?
Just big buildings with aluminum walls.